Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late. I'm having to come old school because I couldn't figure out what my camera's not working today for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on with my computer. So, we're going to do it with the phone today. We're going to do our Clubhouse after party. I'm going to give y'all a second to come in. If you are watching the replay, make sure that before you attend any kind of replays, anytime you attend a live, that you've made your 24-hour plan first. That is the price of admission to all of the classes. And also make sure that you are finishing your No BS if you're a new member. Those are the two most important things every No BS woman ever does. She does her plan every single day and she makes sure that she's gone through the No BS lessons, especially if you've been here a while. You need to listen to No BS and don't just listen to coaching calls. Don't just listen to Q&As and stuff. Make sure you really understand the foundational stuff. So I'm going to put my earbuds in because we have people in the house and all kinds of stuff, and I don't have my mic. So, what I want to talk about today, we had a really good question. And normally what I do is I go through a lot of the quotes and different things, but there was something that came up that rarely gets talked about near enough, and I wanted to cover it today really quick and succinctly because I think it's uber important. And that is when you first start, it's not even when you first start, it's when you start removing extra eating, when you start removing weekend eating, and you start removing like bites and licks and tastes. Oftentimes, there is a void left there. So, someone came on, I believe her name was Diane. I can't remember who exactly was talking about it, but one of the members came on to talk about how she is no longer snacking and she is no longer like the one day she noticed that she just wasn't hungry until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. She didn't know what to do with herself all day. She said, I like missed preparing the food, I missed all of that stuff. And why I want to bring this up is because what happens very often is when you start removing things, you start seeing all the stuff that you were not paying attention to in your life. Things like, I don't have anything to do. I've not been creating hobbies. I've just been eating and going to to-do lists all the time. I start noticing I don't know what to do with myself. If I'm not cleaning, if I'm not taking care of people, and I'm not eating, who am I? What do I do with myself? Sometimes when you take away some eating, what ends up happening is like, say you're not going to have nightly, say you're not going to have your afternoon snack between 4 and 6 that you would normally, like, say you get home around 4 or 5 o'clock, you're not going to be eating dinner until like 6 or 7 o'clock, and you have this like lull time. If you're not going to be eating, what are you going to be doing? And what happens is sometimes we say, like, well, I need to get distracted. I need to do my to-do list. And what we do is we set ourselves up for what we call a no-win situation. I'm either going to eat food food my body doesn't need, or I'm going to do things that my body doesn't want to do right now, like clean a toilet, pick up, organize things, chores. And we convince ourselves that we have to do these things. And if you're wanting to eat during that time, it's because we've got to come to a peaceful agreement with ourselves that we are allowed to take a break. No one says that those dishes have to get done right now. We may be thinking of shoulds, we may be thinking of have tos, we may be doing all of that, but we don't have to. In those moments, you have to ask yourself, if I'm wanting to eat so bad, and I know that these are the things I keep telling myself I have to do. Is the solve to eat and then go do them so that I get to just not hear my shamey voice to go ahead and give myself a tiny break? Or is the solve to learn how to take a break and talk to myself nicely about it? And so I wanted to say this because as I don't care if you've been in the program for a day or 500 days. Whenever you're going to give up some kind of extra eating, you are going to either find there's nothing there to replace it, and maybe that's part of the problem, is that you've been denying allowing yourself relaxation or whatever, or you're going to find in that void your life that you have right now. And it's time to take a look at it. What things do you want to level up in it? What things would you like to change? What things are amazing that you've been missing talking like an a-hole to yourself? When one of the things that you learn in module two so much is all about identifying your thinking, finding it, and figuring out how you can think a little bit differently, how you can think a little bit differently about lots of things, you get to start feeling better. And for some of you, when you take away the food and you're not eating all the time and it's not your hobby, it's not your pastime, it's not your shot of adrenaline you use to get back to the things you don't want to be doing, you're really left with a lot of options and a lot of choices to start designing the life that you want to have with your mind and then in what you do. And I just thought it was so interesting this morning because our person was like, I just realized she had said that she didn't get hungry through the day and that by the time 5 o'clock came, she ate. And then she just wanted ice cream about an hour or two later, like really wanted ice cream. And she's like, I didn't know what to do with myself. I went and I looked at my to-do list, but no matter what I was doing, I just kept thinking about ice cream. I said, yeah, because when you wanted ice cream, it wasn't that your brain was saying, hey, I really want to get busy. We should go eat some ice cream. Your brain was saying, I just want to chill out with some ice cream. Think about why you want the things you want, not just for the taste. What else is it going to provide for you? And when you start really asking those questions and getting serious about them, then you can see why sometimes when we're trying to distract with busy work and bullshit, why we can't get our mind off the food. Because if your brain is actually looking for relaxation, if it's actually looking for a break, what ends up happening is it keeps asking for the ice cream because you're not giving it what it truly was seeking. And that's so important for all of us. So a lot of times I think you guys get scared of not planning a snack or not having something. And I want you to every now and then don't plan them on purpose just to see what else you might need in that moment. Just to see what you do think about when you don't have them. Is that the kind of thinking that's helpful? I'm going to be talking to John Acuff shortly. He's the author of the book Soundtracks. It just came out. It's in my store. So if you go to pnp411.com/faves, if you want to order it, you can. It's a great book. For those of you who are coming to camp, one of the things that I highly recommend is because our whole camp is about ending self-sabotage. And his book is about overthinking, but it's really about the loops that we play in the back of our head, the soundtracks of our lives that are sabotaging us. And he talks in here about how to basically take any kind of, like, when you find a thought about your life, about food, your weight, your ability to lose weight, and things like that, is to challenge them in three ways. And I think it goes beautifully with everything that we teach when we think about the think, feel, do cycle in module two. And that is when you find a thought, you're going to ask, number one, is it true? Some thoughts are true. Like if you're thinking one of these days we're all going to die, it might not be useful, but it for sure is a true thought. So sometimes the thoughts that we have, they are true. But then you want to ask yourself, like, not only is it true, but is it useful? I think that's really important. It's like to think about, like, how useful is this thought? Somebody that was on the call was talking about being a sugar addict. And I was like, we're not talking like that anymore. I know there are studies that can prove that some of us might be a sugar addict, but tell me one fucking woman that says, oh, when I think I'm a sugar addict, it feels amazing and it motivates me to do self-care things. All it does is make us terrified of food. So it might be true, but it's not useful. And the last question that he asks is it kind? And I'm going to ask him about that today because I wish I can't remember where in the book that all this is, because I don't know if I have the second question the way he does it, but those are the three questions that I would for sure be asking all the time. Is this thought true? Is it useful? If it's not, change it. And then the third question is it kind? Because if it's not useful and it or not kind, get rid of it. That doesn't mean it's going to go away, but it means when it comes, don't bathe in it. Understand that it's a not, if this is not a kind thought, what would be? This is not a useful thought right now. What would be? This is not a true thought. What could be true right now? Or this is true, but what else could be true? Those are all powerful questions all of you can be asking. Those are all simple hacks that you can use in your journals. I give you the 60-day planner in the back is the journaling section. A lot of times, people are like really tripped up on that. Just ask yourself, what's one thing that I'm thinking about my ability to lose weight today? What's one thing I'm thinking about my food plan today? Is it true? Is it useful? Is it kind? Turn them around. So those were just some of the things we talked about on the Clubhouse after party. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's a free app. It's just like Instagram or Facebook or any of the other apps that are out there. It's an audio-only program where you go in, I'm on stage, and all you do is see my avatar, but you're going to hear me talking. And then we can call you up from stage if we want to. Like if you raise your hand, we can put you on stage where you can talk with us. And so it's me and the coaches, and we do a free public one every Friday at 7:30 in the morning. They are not recorded. So on Clubhouse, you don't record. They don't keep a recording. So what we've been doing is coming in here and giving you guys a little short after party recap because not everybody is on Clubhouse. And I just want to make sure that you guys get any of the juicy tidbits when we have them. All right, guys, that's it for this morning. I just want you figuring out listening more to your brain. There's two ways to do it. Number one, when you remove some food, you're going to see your life and you're probably going to hear your brain a lot more clear than when you're just eating all the time. But that's a good thing. And none of the thoughts that you're going to have are dangerous. None of them are bad. None of them are terrible. There's nothing wrong with any of your thinking. It's, is this true? Is this helpful? Is this kind? The answer is no. Then you now have the power to start rewriting some of that crap that goes on in the background. The whole point is to teach you guys to stop running from your thoughts because they're in there whether you want to look at them or not. If you're not looking at them, then they're just coming out. And sabotage self-destructive behaviors. That's why sometimes you feel like, as bad as I want to lose weight, I'm not doing the things. As bad as I want to lose weight, why would I ever do this? It's those little subconscious thoughts running around in the background. That's why. The more that we allow ourselves to find them, and the more that we allow ourselves to look at them and don't get jacked up because we see them, the more we have the power to take the authority and control over them. Okay? All right. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., I will be doing the grand Facebook swag reveal party for All Things Camp. So, for everyone who wants to know what kind of juicy things are in this big ass box. I'm trying to like show you guys. It's hard to do it. I could turn my phone around, but that would, require effort. But that box is that big this time. We are sending the heat. So, if you're coming to May camp, you will be getting one of those. And international, your boxes are going today. And then we will keep shipping, but we would like to ship international early. And then we will also start shipping, think in a week or two, I think all of the other campers, you guys will start getting your boxes. So it'll be fun. All right. I'll show you in the morning. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.